Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I was camping with a friend of mine in rural Washington. I'll call him Chase. We were way out at a camping spot that we found on an app. It was the middle of fall, so it was pretty cold, but there's just no other time of the year that the forest looked this good. The spot was empty, too. It was just Chase and I, which made for a relaxing time for us to catch up with each other. The first night we spent there went well. It got a little chilly while sleeping, but it was manageable.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
In the morning, we hiked up to a small nearby peak that had an overlook. The hike took us around 3 hours, so we got back to our campsites at about noon. When we did, there was someone else there. He was standing near Chase's tent and kind of just looking at it. Chase called out and said hello as we walked up. The guy turned and looked at us, clearly a bit startled for some reason, and instead of saying something, he just hurried away. If it wasn't already strange, it definitely was now. We both immediately went to our tents and checked if all our gear was still there and if anything had been messed with, but neither of us found anything. Maybe we got there before he was able to take anything, but still, it was really odd. We couldn't see any other reason for him to be here if he wasn't camping. We weren't really nervous, though. Both of us assumed that there was no chance the guy would come back. I mean, he looked terrified when he saw us. However, we still played it safe and didn't want to leave our tents again, so we stayed in the area for the rest of the day. We had a few beers and just talked. When the sun went down, we built up a campfire and made some s'mores. We enjoyed our time around the fire for a couple of hours. In the middle of one of our talks, though, Chase had to take a leak, so he got up and went a little ways into the woods. I sat back, but only a few seconds later, he came walking quickly into the campsite.
"You have trouble out there," I joked. There was someone there.
I could immediately see on his face that he was clearly unnerved. Quickly dropping my joking attitude, I stood up and asked exactly what he saw, but Chase said he couldn't really see anything other than the outline of the man. He said he wasn't very far, though, and was definitely looking at him. This really freaked us out. They could have been watching us this whole time, and probably still were right now. Both of us went into our backpacks and got flashlights, but now he was gone. We went back to the campfire, but stayed on watch, checking the woods around us with our flashlights. Chase seemed to be sure that it was the same person we saw at our camp earlier, so why the hell did he come back? Both of us were pretty on edge. We discussed if maybe we should leave. Even though it was dark out, maybe it was safer just to get out of there. Chase brought up the fact that if the man wanted to rob us, he would have done it earlier when we were gone, and he definitely would not have come back. So he thinks the man was up to something worse. We stashed everything in our backpacks, then stomped out the fire and started back down the trail. For the first few minutes, we tried to hurry to gain some distance in case he was following us. On the whole walk back, we never caught sight of him. We thought we were in the clear, but when we made it up to the trailhead and to my car, all the tires had been slashed. My heart sank, as this basically confirmed that the man was probably planning to never let us leave. We were only just able to process the situation before we heard leaves crunching on the trail behind us. We jumped in my car and drove away without hesitation. I was able to get us out of the woods and onto the main road, destroying my wheels in the process. From there, we called a tow truck and the police. They tried to search for fingerprints on the car to identify the man with, but he didn't even try to break inside it or even open the doors. He just slashed the tires. His intentions are still unknown, but I'm sure we can all assume the few disturbing likely outcomes that he had planned for that night. This happened 2 years ago. It was the end of October, which is usually when it starts snowing around here. I live in a small one-bedroom apartment with my dog Milo. It isn't the best place, but it isn't the worst either.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Most of my neighbors are quiet and keep to themselves, and being that the building was only 2 stories with 8 rooms, it wasn't all that crowded. Anyway, this night I had gotten out of work at 6:30. I went home and took Milo out real quick, then made some dinner and sat at my desk to play some video games with my buddies. I stayed up a little later than I planned, but around 12 I finally got off. The sun had obviously set, and I hadn't gotten up at all during that time to turn on the lights in my apartment, so the whole place was dark aside from my computer screen. Feeling ready for bed though, I put the leash on Milo and went down to the back courtyard to let him do his business. It was really cold out, and snow covered the ground. This courtyard was right behind the apartment building, and just had a few lamps lighting up small areas of it. It was really quiet outside, but as I waited for Milo to sniff around, I looked up at the window to my apartment room. My blinds were only partially open, but I could see the screen to my computer shining through the window. Then something moved. Suddenly, I could now see more light coming through the blinds, as if there was something blocking it a few seconds ago. I whispered, "What the f-?" under my breath, completely caught off guard. I had to double check that I was looking at the right window to my apartment, but I knew I was. I mean, I could literally see my computer. My mind started racing. Was someone standing behind the window and moved away once they saw me looking? It's really the only thing I could think of that would have moved like that. I tugged on Milo's leash and hurried back into the building and up to the second floor. I looked down the hallway and slowly moved toward my room while listening for any sounds. It's worth mentioning that I never locked the door when taking Milo out because I'd always only be gone for less than a minute. It still seemed really unlikely that anyone would have just walked into my room though. I opened the door. At first, everything seemed okay. The little doggy gate that I had by the door was still in the same position as it was when I left. I took a few steps inside. It was still dark, but the main room looked empty. I then turned and looked down the hallway leading to my bedroom. It was so dark that I couldn't even see the bedroom door at the end of the hallway. Honestly though, I was starting to second guess myself at this point. Maybe I was just tired and overreacting, like it could have been that the AC turned on and moved the blinds a bit. I was about to walk down the hall to my room and just double check it was clear when I realized Milo was staying beside the entrance door. I looked back at him, and he was staring down the hallway and began to growl. It was a low, quiet growl that I've never heard him do before. I said his name, but he didn't even look at me. His attention was fixed on the hallway. I followed his eyes back down the hall, and only then did I start to see something at the end. In the pitch black, there was the slightest outline of someone standing there. The only thing I could clearly make out were their open eyes staring right into mine. My body jerked back, and I instantly fled out the door. I ran to the front of the building and stood outside with Milo as I called the cops and waited for them. My heart didn't slow down until the police arrived. They went in and came out holding a guy in cuffs. The creep didn't even run away. Apparently he had moved into hiding into my bedroom when they found him, though. He was middle-aged and looked sickly. He refused to speak on why he was there. I think what still gets me about the situation, though, is thinking about when he entered my apartment. I took Milo out once when I got home and once before bed, and those were the only two times that I had the door left unlocked. I only saw him in the window before bed, but there's no saying if that was the time that he initially snuck in. He could have been inside my apartment for upwards of 6 hours, hiding in my bedroom. Whatever the case, I was lucky to have Milo watching out for me that night, because it could have ended a lot worse if I didn't. Last fall, I turned 16 and started my first job at a really small pizza place in my town. It was a family-owned shop with only 5 or 6 people working there. I only got the job because my best friend also worked there. I was the delivery driver, though, and I only worked during the later hours since I had school during the day. It was around my 3rd week on the job that this happened. The night was pretty regular. It was slow, both for deliveries and dining. It was slightly cold out, too, which kept most people at home. Around 11, though, a call came in. My friend picked up the phone and put the order in. It was for a small pizza and a soda, so they quickly made it and I hit the road to deliver it. The address wasn't too far, just 8 minutes away, but when I pulled onto the street, I immediately hit a pothole and realized that the whole street was cracked and full of potholes. It looked torn apart and completely uncared for.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm gonna be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Our town wasn't exactly the nicest, but this was still far worse than most other places. I carefully drove down, avoiding any potholes I could see, until I made it to the address. It was a 2-story wooden house. The house itself looked just as old and uncared for as the street, but strangely, the yard was full of fresh flowers and plants that clearly had been tended to. I parked at the bottom of the driveway and grabbed the pizza and soda, then walked up to the front door. The wooden steps to the porch felt like they were going to give out, and I got a weird sense of something unsettling. I glanced back at my car, seeing the dense woods behind it, and realizing how isolated this place felt. I knocked on the door. Right after knocking, I could hear movement inside the house, and floorboards started creaking. It was soft, though, like they were walking lightly and slowly, but I could hear the creaking get closer and closer to the other side of the door until they were right behind it. I prepared myself for them to open the door by smiling and holding out the pizza, but they never opened it. After 10 seconds, I started getting uncomfortable.
Hello? I'm the pizza guy, just delivering your order.
There was no response, and no other sounds from inside. I could feel something off, so I backed up and walked off the porch. I was still a little hesitant about fully leaving without them paying, though. I took one look back, and when I did, I physically felt my body shudder. There was a man standing by the side of the house, staring right at me, looking like he was walking toward me, and I'd only just stopped once I saw him. He looked old and skinny, but had an eerie look in his eyes. I hurried back into my car, and the man didn't say a word and just watched me. I pulled out of there and drove back to the pizza shop. I didn't know what that was. My friend thought it might have been some kind of prank, but that man looked like he was way too old to be pulling something like that. I'm just glad I left when I did, because I don't know what would have happened if that man made it to the porch before I got out. This was only a month ago. It was late September, and where I'm at, we were having a lot of rain. Pretty much every day, it was pouring down. I work as an outdoor security guard for a warehouse on the outskirts of the city, so rain doesn't exactly make my job any more enjoyable. Luckily, the company I work for lets me stay inside on rainy nights, but it always made the shift go by a lot slower. Instead of getting to roam around outside the building, I just had to stand by the glass entrance doors and watch for anything. Anyway, this night I got in at 9, locking up the place after all the employees left. It was pouring outside, so I stayed in and stood by the door, and honestly just tried to stay awake. There was nothing to see except rain and the occasional thunder and lightning. A few hours went by. During that time, I just leaned against the wall and made a few trips to the bathroom. But then, as I stood by the entrance doors, fighting to stay awake, there was a deep, creaking thud. It echoed through the whole warehouse. It sounded like bending metal, or maybe a heavy metal door scraping open. It was enough to make the hair stand up on the back of my neck. I was sure it was nothing, and just a creepy sound because of the circumstances, but it was kind of my job to check on these things, so I walked down the hallway and looked through each of the corridors. I'd never actually explored much of the warehouse, since I was usually outside. All I knew of was the one main hallway that had 5 or 6 corridors branching from it, leading to large open warehouse areas. I looked down each of these, until I got to the last one. At the end, the door was cracked open. I felt a chill run through me, although I still didn't know if it was already opened or not. I walked over and opened it further. The whole room was dark.
Hello?
My voice echoed through the otherwise silent warehouse. After a few seconds, I started to step back and close the door until I heard something in front of me. It was a voice. It sounded like a man, either mumbling or softly laughing somewhere in the darkness near the tall shelving units.
Is someone there? What the hell are you doing here?
I called out.
Come here.
He said something softly.
What? Come here.
He said a little louder. Still, I couldn't see anything at all. After a couple more seconds, I said "fuck this" and closed the door. I used my radio to contact the police and left the building through the front. 5 minutes later, they showed up and walked through the building. They came out alone. Security tapes were reviewed, showing what looked like a 50-year-old man with a dark jacket slipping in through a gap in one of the back garages. From there, he made his way into the warehouse room, where I heard him in. And disturbingly, on the footage, it looked like he was holding some kind of knife. He made his exit soon after I left. We don't know why he broke in, or what exactly he was trying to do by telling me to come into the warehouse. It might sound weak of me, but I quit after that and took up a day job instead. It was late fall. I always look forward to this time of year because of the nice weather. Halloween was also one of my favorite holidays, given all the horror movies to watch and fun decorations to put up. This was the day after Halloween, though. I had the day off of work, but I was pretty exhausted from a party I went to last night, so today I just wanted to relax and get a few things done around the house. My plan didn't exactly go as planned, though. I lay down for a nap around 2 o'clock and never set an alarm. It wasn't until there was a ring at my doorbell that I woke up. I groggily opened my eyes and looked at my phone. It was 9 p.m. I immediately sat up, frustrated at myself for wasting the whole day napping, but I was quickly interrupted by the doorbell again. I got out of bed and put a sweatshirt on, then walked downstairs and up to the door. Looking out the peephole, I didn't see anything, so I opened the door. No one was out there. I did answer the door really late, so I thought they probably just walked away. However, just as I was closing the door, I saw someone. They were standing just 20 yards away, near a tree in my front yard, and they had a mask on, like one of those generic ones you could get at any Halloween shop. They were looking right at me, though. I thought it was just a kid playing a prank, so I just closed the door. I went to the bathroom and splashed some water on my face to wake myself up, then headed to the kitchen to do some dishes and clean up. I was in there for probably around 10 minutes when I heard someone's voice. It was very muffled and from somewhere outside. I turned around and looked at the back door. And just barely, I could see someone walking in my backyard. It looked like they were just passing through, until they started coming back around toward my house. They were walking just outside the reach of my back porch light, kind of like they were trying not to be seen. From what I could see, though, it looked like they were alone, so I wasn't sure why I'd heard someone talking.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Once they got closer, I heard their footsteps walk along the side of my house. I tried to follow the sound, but suddenly lost them. It was quiet, no voices or footsteps. As I stood there and listened intently, I began turning my head in different directions, just trying to catch any sound I could. But when I looked back toward the back door, someone was staring right at me. My whole body froze. They were wearing that same Halloween mask, but it was someone else. This person was noticeably bigger and taller than the other one.
"What the hell are you guys doing?"
I yelled, hoping that if it was kids, then maybe they'd be intimidated easily. But it definitely didn't work. They moved away from the door and around the opposite side of the house. Just as I was going to follow them, I heard a crack behind me, followed by footsteps sprinting away. Right where I heard the sound from, there was a window, and when I lifted the blinds, I could clearly see the outer part of the wooden window sill had been split off. They were clearly trying to break it open quietly, while I was distracted by the other person at the back door. Once they blew their cover, they ran. And after quickly figuring all of this out, I ran upstairs and called 911. I wasn't sure if they'd fully given up yet, but knowing they were trying to break in with me inside, I wasn't taking any chances on what they may or may not do. They didn't seem to try anything else though. cops showed up and took down my report, but even to this day, there hasn't been anything else on what happened. With Halloween coming up pretty soon this year, I'm definitely a little nervous about a possible second attempt. I'll update if anything happens.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.